Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
A customer asked one of my SEs last month, "What happens if we run this on every ticket, not just escalations?" And she said, cheerfully, "Oh, it just scales."
It does scale. The invoice scales magnificently. Did anyone in the room notice?
Nope. That was a 10x volume question wearing a technical costume. My SE heard capacity. The customer was asking about money, and nobody came back to it.
I've watched that land badly. One of my SE directors had a renewal go sideways last year. Usage nearly tripled, nobody had modeled it, and the customer's finance team found out from the invoice. Trust gone in one PDF.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Part 3 of our Money Week. Today, does your team actually understand the metric behind your price?
And I want to split that in two, because leaders lump it together and then give up. Skill 1, knowing today's prices. That is not the SE's job. Never has been.
Good. When I was still running a team directly, I let SEs answer price questions. Thought it looked confident. It cost me twice. Once a number leaves an SE's mouth in front of procurement, it's an anchor, and you spend 3 months negotiating against yourself.
Right. Skill 2 is completely different. Understanding the metric that produces the price. Seats, credits, transactions, instances, whatever your unit is. That one is absolutely the SE's job, and most enablement never touches it.
Draw me the line, though. At my scale, that distinction has to survive contact with a catalog nobody has ever read end to end.
Okay, back when I was an SE at a mid-market shop, the price list was one spreadsheet, one product, and something like 50 line items behind a single license. Every time I opened it, something had moved. I once quoted off a tab that was 6 weeks stale.
That's small, honestly. At the large ERP vendor I came from, you could scroll the SKU list for a week and still be somewhere in the S's. Nobody memorizes that. Nobody should try.
Which is exactly my point. The price list is unlearnable. The metric is one sentence. We charge per automated conversation, or per seat per month, or per million transactions.
And the order of magnitude. Per seat is useless if your SE thinks a seat is $9 and it's 90.
Yes, my SEs should know a mid-size customer lands around 100K a year, not 8K, not 2 million. Without that, every solution they design floats. They'll cheerfully architect something that costs more than the problem.
So how do you teach it? It has to work through my managers, and I can't put 200 people through anything artisanal.
40 minutes per business model. Whiteboard, no slides. What are we actually selling here? And which line item does it land on?
That's two questions. The third has to be how the number gets built.
How the number gets built, exactly. What pushes it up? What pulls it down? I rerun the session whenever pricing changes, which for us is about twice a year, and I drag an AE in to catch the lies.
Consumption is where mine struggle. My managers tell me their SEs can recite the metric fine, then go quiet when a customer asks what full rollout actually costs.
That's the volume muscle. And you build it by making people do arithmetic out loud. Tickets per month, times the share we can realistically automate, times what we earn per one. Ugly estimates are fine. Silence is not.
And all of this only matters because signature isn't the finish line anymore. A big slice of my number comes from expansion now.
That's the whole thing. Signature is the kickoff. We had a customer parked at 5% adoption for 8 months, and the story my team needed wasn't, "We automate support." It was, "You're at 5, here's the road to 30.
Fair. Though at 200 SEs, that reframe breaks my coverage model. If solutions stay attached after signature, somebody has to fund that time, and my capacity plan assumes they roll off. I'd still rather have that argument than pretend the deal ends when the ink dries.
You're right. I haven't had to solve coverage at that size. 12 people, everyone stays attached by default. So, the move. This week, pick one business model. 40 minutes. What we sell, which line item, what moves the number. Then every SE estimates the volume math on one live deal, out loud, in front of the others.
And one rule. SEs give ranges, never precise figures. The word is roughly. Precision belongs to whoever owns the quote. Because you can't argue a 20K solution if you're not convinced you're solving a 200K problem. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you are leading a presales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The presales leadership community is where you find them. 250 plus SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.